She shifted, and the light glanced over his crouched form. His hair was white and cut close to his head. She saw the glimmer of gold in his ear. Al's maps had served them well, for this man was a Leonid. He was the one they were looking for. She pulled on the door latch. Locked. Well, that was no surprise, and it wasn't her problem. She whistled once, low, like an owl. She stretched the brave guard flat on his back and dropped one of her pills into his mouth. She ran up the corridor, turned the four unfortunates on their backs beside each other, and dropped a pill into each mouth. Just as she was beginning to wonder if Al and Gideon had lost themselves in the dungeons, they appeared around the corner and slipped past her.
"A quarter hour, no more,"
she said.
"A quarter hour, my lady."
Al's voice was a rumble.
"Go safely."
Their torchlights splashed the walls as they approached the cell. The Leonid man moaned and drew his arms in closer. Katza caught a glimpse of his torn, stained clothing. She heard Gideon's ring of lockpicks click against itself. She would have liked to have waited to see that they opened the door, but she was needed elsewhere. She tucked her packet of pills into her sleeve and ran. The cell guards reported to the dungeon guard, and the dungeon guard reported to the underguard. The underguard reported to the castle guard. The night guard, the king's guard, the wall guard, and the garden guard also reported to the castle guard. As soon as one guard noticed another's absence, the alarm would be raised, and if Katza and her men weren't far enough away, all would be lost. They would be pursued. It would come to bloodshed. They would see her eyes, and she would be recognized. So she had to get them all. Every guard. Al had guessed there would be 20. Prince Raffin had made her 30 pills, just in case. Most of the guards gave her no trouble. If she could sneak up on them, or if they were crowded in small groups, they never knew what hit them. The castle guard was a bit more complicated, because 5 guards defended his office. She swirled through the lot of them, kicking and kneeing and hitting, and the castle guard jumped up from his guardhouse desk, burst through the door, and ran into the fray.
"I know a graceling when I see one."
He jabbed with his sword, and she rolled out of the way.
"Let me see the colors of your eyes, boy. I'll cut them out. Don't think I won't."
It gave her some pleasure to knock him on the head with the hilt of her knife. She grabbed his hair, dragged him onto his back, and dropped a pill onto his tongue. They would all say, when they woke to their headaches and their shame, that the culprit had been a graceling boy, graced with fighting, acting alone. They would assume she was a boy, because in her plain trousers and hood she looked like one, and because when people were attacked, it never occurred to anyone that it might have been a girl. And none of them had caught a glimpse of Al or Gideon. She had seen to that. No one would think of her. Whatever the graceling Lady Katza might be, she was not a criminal who lurked around dark courtyards at midnight, disguised. And besides, she was supposed to be en route east. Her uncle Randa, King of the Midlands, had seen her off just that morning, the whole city watching, with Captain Al and Gideon, Randa's underlord, escorting her. Only a day of very hard riding in the wrong direction could have brought her south to King Mergen's court. Katza ran through the courtyard, past flower beds, fountains, and marble statues of Mergen. It was quite a pleasant courtyard, really, for such an unpleasant king. It smelled of grass and rich soil, and the sweetness of dew-dripped flowers. She raced through Mergen's apple orchard, a trail of drugged guards stretching out behind her. Drugged, not dead, an important distinction. Al and Gideon, and most of the rest of the Secret Council, had wanted her to kill them, but at the meeting to plan this mission, she'd argued that killing them would gain no time.
"What if they wake?"
Gideon had said. Prince Raffin had been offended.
"You doubt my medicine? They won't wake."
"It would be faster to kill them,"
Gideon had said, his brown eyes insistent. Heads in the dark room had nodded.
"I can do it in the time allotted."